welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Helias Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Tom Rackers of the News Tribune, and before Tom and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Helias head coach Chris Henches.
Well, Chris, you know, looking back at last Friday night, it was a heck of a game. There is no such thing, I don't think, as a moral victory, but you played really, really well with what a lot of people say the best team in the state, at least the best team in Class 5.
Yeah, we're really, really happy with what we played in the second half. You know, we challenged the kids at halftime to come out with just a lot more fight and a lot more determination. And we made, not that we made a lot of adjustments. We just asked them to play harder, and they did. And, you know, it's funny, momentum, a thing like that, where you're down 30-7, you got literally no momentum, and you know, you get a stop, then you get a score, and it's 30-14, and you get another stop, and you get another score, and it's 30-20, and all of a sudden, eyes and the belief you can see begin to kind of swell up, like, oh, we can do this thing, and I love the way we fought throughout the entire, you know, duration of the second half, and, you know, they probably should have kneeled the football when they were up 30-23. They didn't. The fumble obviously set us up with an opportunity to win that football game, and, you know, to go the distance 80 yards in less than a minute with no timeouts was really remarkable. And, you know, if we complete the two-point play pass, it's maybe the greatest comeback in Hawaii's football history.
You know, one thing that last year especially, you know, quarterback Sam Wire, the receivers, they were the line keeping them up and moving. Yeah. That was a heck of an offensive series to do that quickly.
Yeah, and to get the catches, to run the route, the combinations that we needed to get the ball, to push the ball downfield, get, you know, big chunk plays, 20, 30-yard plays, and step out of bounds and kill the clock. You know, Coach Rockers and the offensive staff did a great job of calling those plays in quickly, you know, and moving the ball down the field. And Sam Lopez's touchdown catch was really remarkable because he catches that thing in the middle of the field with about 7 or 8 yards to go and three defenders around him, and he makes great moves and gets in the end zone. And, you know, it really was an electric environment and one heck of a comeback.
Is there a hangover going into this week? I don't know if hangover might be the right word, you know, but it might help that it's Rockbridge, you know, as you're heading to Columbia tonight.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that Rockbridge always has our undivided attention. And so if there was any thought of lingering, oh, what if, or, oh, gosh, we were so close with the number one team in the state, that was quickly erased by our coaches and the players. We've had a good week of practice. The focus has been good. You know, from Monday scout report all the way through the week, I mean, we're locked and ready. And, you know, we know what this game means. And we've had a long, you know, really great tradition and rivalry with Rockbridge. And I know it's meaningful to us. I know it's meaningful to them, to our fan bases. Should be a really good football game.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that was Helias head coach Chris Henches. And, Tom, you know, last week, Helias ends up losing a nail-biter 30-29 at Ritter. It was not a nail-biter when I gave up on it, so as someone who probably gave up a little bit too early, what kind of happened in that second half that kind of made it much closer than what it looked like it was for, a little while there?
Well, I think you go back to the first half. We'll just start there. You know, Cardinal Ritter just came out and played really, really well, and they did a nice job against Helias' run game early. So Helias, their plan was to try to control the football.
Okay.
Well, they couldn't run it, and the passing offense was fine, but it was hard to get anything going. And so, you know, and Ritter's offense was really, really good. A couple big plays got them down the field. You know, they had a kickoff return for a touchdown, and it's 30-7 at halftime. And, you know, I'm thinking about, well, where am I going to eat on the way back?
Right.
But then,
where did you eat on the way back?
I didn't.
Oh, that's problematic.
Yeah. And then so we, at halftime, Chris told me later, said, you know, we didn't really make any strategy. You know, this is in the preview story in the paper today, that he said we didn't really make any big adjustments. It was just, hey, maybe, you know, let's just try to play harder.
Okay.
And that's kind of what they did. Now, it still took them a couple of offensive series to get going in that third quarter. But, you know, the defense stood up, stopped them, and a couple times, and then Hawaii scores, and it's 30-14. They get another stop. Well, now it's 30-20, and it's at that point I'm on Twitter going, folks, something's going on here.
Right.
So then with 4 minutes left, I think it was in that neighborhood. You know, they needed two scores. They were deep in the Ritter territory, but they decided to come on and kick a field goal, 30-23, which was a smart move, I thought. You know, because they needed two scores anyway. Get the field goal while you can. And then, you know, Ritter then got the chance. Then they tried an onside kick to get the ball back. Didn't come up with the onside kick. And Ritter had a chance, got a first down or two, and had a chance to run out the clock by taking knees
right.
at that point.
Right.
Well, for whatever reason, they decided.
High school kids.
Well, I'm guessing they didn't like the fact that it was 30-23.
Okay.
Because then they're running plays, and then one of the plays, they're really good running back up the middle, kind of busted it down inside the five. All of a sudden, had the ball knocked away. Helias recovered it in the end zone for a touchback. Helias has the ball with minute 23 left at their own 20. And then you're kind of going, whoa, this is interesting.
Right.
And I will say at this point, you know, I was standing on the sideline covering the game, you know, and the coaches were all telling the players, when we score, we're going for two.
Okay.
We're not yet. So everybody be ready.
Right.
So, three really good passes by Sam Wyrick later. You know, two really good catches by Lopez, another good one by Weaver, and they're in the end zone, and it's 30-29, 7 seconds left, or I don't know how much time's left. So, yeah, 7 seconds left. Go for two. You know, kind of hurried, I think, a little bit, but, you know, it's going to happen, and just didn't get the two that would have given them the win. But it was, you know, really one of the better comebacks I've seen
sure.
against a quality opponent from
yeah.
Elias in a long time. You know, those kids, that offense in the second half knew they really couldn't run the ball, so they were just throwing darts and getting down the field in the last 15 minutes of the game, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
There's not a lot of losses you can point to that are confidence boosters, but that sounds like this might be one of those games where you look at it and go, you know what, but for a play here or there, and you know what, we can do this against teams that are exceptional, because we know that about Ritter. We know they're very, very good.
Yeah, I think the first question I think that people heard on the Chris was, I said, is there going to be like a hangover from this? And I said, hangover's not the right word, I know, but, and he said, no, actually, you know, you know, we're not going to spend a lot of time what-ifing it. You
right.
know, it happened. It's fine. You know, we're proud of what we did. But we have a big game this week, and
yep.
we don't have time to look backward. We got to go forward.
Yeah.
But in saying that, you still want to look back at that game and go, they really grew. To me, they really grew as an offense in that game.
Sure.
You know, because really the first 3 weeks, they kind of were able to do what they wanted. This time they got pushed, and when the pressure got on, they thrived.
Absolutely. So it is their first loss of the season, drops them to 3-1 overall and 2-0 in the CMAC, which they step back into this week with
yeah.
probably, you know, I think one of those games where everybody kind of pointed to this one maybe when the schedule came out and said this is going to be you know, one of the highlights of the conference slate. 7 o'clock tonight at Rockbridge. Rockbridge is 3-1 overall and 3-0 in the conference. So I mean, you're looking at the only champions we've ever known from the conference.
Yeah.
You know, Helias wins the first two, Rockbridge wins last year. I'm sure this is one that Helias wants to get back in their position. So this is going to be a game that's going to go a long way towards helping them do that.
Yeah, going into every year, you know, when Chris and I are talking for the preview, you know, goals: win the CMAC, win the city championship, win district. What happens after that? We're going to figure it out then.
Right.
You know, and really tonight, this is, you know, Rockbridge is 3-0 in the conference right now. And so, and Helias 2-0, you don't want to besmirch, you know, anything could happen down the road. But right now, these are the only two undefeated conference teams left.
Right.
In conference play. So you think whoever wins tonight is really going to have a leg up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you add in the fact that it's Rockbridge. You know, Helias is one of their biggest rivals for the last 50, you know, 20, 25 years. It has all the earmarks of being a really good game.
Yeah. This is the third in the trifecta of the Jefferson City schools.
Yeah,
the Rockbridge
won. Yeah.
They won 2 weeks ago, 35-27 against Jeff City, and 38-28 last week against Cap City. So, you know, they're going for the city championship of Jefferson City if they can.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if that's not mentioned on that Rockbridge sideline tonight.
So I guess the biggest thing is, we know that this is, like you said, I don't think there's going to be any, I don't think there can be any hangover from last week, because I think there's just too much that goes into this one. So I got a funny feeling that this is just going to be one of those where I would hope that both teams would be ready at the start, because there's no reason they shouldn't be.
Yeah, I think it really helps a lot. You know, if they were playing somebody else, there might be, but Chris said that we took that out of them really early this week, said, no, we have another quality opponent this week. We cannot be worried about what happened. And, you know, it helps that, you know, Rockbridge beat them last year at Ray Hetcher Stadium, and Chris described it as probably our worst game of the year.
Okay.
And he said they picked a bad time to do it. And, you know, they still have that ugly kind of taste in their mouth from last year. And, you know, I think the kids can remember, you know, how they felt after that game, you know, realizing at that point the conference championship was likely gone.
Right.
You know, and bring that into tonight could be in their favor.
I know that when people around town, around the area have been talking about Rockbridge, it's always, you know, the first thing that everybody mentions is they've got two really good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And when we talked to Trevor Hahn before the Jays podcast against Rockbridge 2 weeks ago going into the game, we knew they had two really good quarterbacks. And then when I talked to Kyle McIravy last week for the Capital City podcast going in, we knew they had one really good quarterback because one of the other quarterbacks was hurt. So I'll ask you, going into tonight's game, does Rockbridge have two quarterbacks again, or are they still hanging out with one, maybe one and a half good quarterbacks?
Okay, well, two quarterbacks are one, Sam Kiser, senior. He's a verbal commit to Harvard. You know, played against him last year. He's 6'5", 220, whatever. You know, the prototypical quarterback look. Strong arm, you know, and runs the offense well. Didn't play against – he got hurt against Jeff City. Didn't play against Capital City, as you said. The other one is Brady Davidson, who's a junior, who is also now getting a lot of D1 looks. Yeah, and he, strange enough, he's like 6'5", about 220. You know, they basically look – you know, Chris said they look a lot alike. They're expecting to see both of them tonight. They think, you know, they think that Kiser and Davis will play, which is what happened in week one, you know, when they played Park Hill South. It was Park Hill or Park Hill South. I can't remember. Yeah, where it was, you know, they both played in that game, and they think that's what's going to happen tonight. They'll probably both get some time. And as Chris says, does that make it tough to prepare? And he said, no, because they run the same thing, you know, and they are very similar in a lot of ways. And so whichever one plays, we think we're going to at least be ready for what we think's coming.
Sure. So I think with that, everyone is always harping on their offense. You know, so it leads me to think then, well, what about their defense? And just kind of like you said, looking at those scores, they were in kind of a barn burner that first week against Park Hill South, only lost at 13-10. Then they romped over Smith Cotton, as we kind of figured they might. But then the last 2 weeks, they were kind of in kind of a one score, two score games, where you look at it and go, okay, yes, they scored, you know, 35 and 38 respectively, but gave up 27 and 28 respectively. Mm-hmm. So what does that lead you to think in terms of what can maybe Helias do against that Rockbridge defense that's given up points the last 2 weeks?
Well, they've given up points, but as people in town know, and you know, it's the Jeff City offense and the Capital City offense bear very little similarity to what Helias runs.
Sure, sure.
So that's what the question is. You know, Chris said when you look at their offense and Helias and Rockbridge's offense, they're very similar in a lot of ways. So I think they kind of know what each other's going to want to do because they see it all the time. So
okay.
Rockbridge runs a few more funky formations and things than we do, but he said basically it's the same thing. The one thing, you know, Helias' offense, with the exception really of the game against Battle, in which, again, they scored 41 points but didn't play great.
Right.
They've been good all, you know, and throw out the first two quarters against Ritter, obviously. You know, but they have shown the ability to score this year.
Okay.
And I can't stress enough, again, how well they really threw the ball in that second half against Ritter that has me thinking that this, you know, this offense is pretty darn talented.
Okay.
And then, you know, you switch to the other side, Helias' defense, which, sorry, I don't mean to jump the questions here.
Go ahead. Jump away.
You know, you look, yeah, they gave up 30 points in the first half to Ritter, you know, who arguably the most talented overall team they've seen. But
right.
You look, one of them, you know, a touchdown came on the kick return. So basically they gave up three touchdowns in the first half to Ritter on defense, and then gave up nothing in the second half. You go back to the season, and look, Hawaii's first unit defense has given up 5 touchdowns in 4 games.
Okay.
They know how to stop people.
Right.
Or at least slow them down. I'm not going to say stop going into this game because Rockbridge is really good. They know how to slow people down. And so I think that's going to be the key. I think the key is going to be how Hawaii's defense goes against the Rockbridge offense.
Okay.
I think Hawaii's is going to be able to score against them. But how much can the defense stop the Rockbridge offense is the question.
Okay. Obviously, you want to have all hands on deck for a game like this. So what's the overall health of the Crusaders coming into this one?
Chris was pleasantly surprised. I mean, that was a big hitting game up in St. Louis last Friday.
Okay.
But he said, besides some bumps and bruises, we're fine. Okay. So everybody is back. Everybody that played is going to play. You know, Trey Rice, who again was injured in the Hannibal game, Chris said he's on the road to recovery and looks like he really should be able, maybe ready for week 9 or at the latest the start of districts. And he said he'll be a big help when he comes back, but they don't want to rush him. So they're as healthy as they can be right now.
All right. Guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast and who comes out on top tonight.
I'm not going to go, you know, I had my pick in the paper on Thursday, and I'm not going to go against it. I think, I do think Hawaii's defense will do a really good job tonight. You know, Hawaii's secondary, and they got torched a little bit against Ritter in that first half, but they played a lot better and kept a lot of talented receivers in check.
Okay.
I think that's going to be the key tonight. Can they control, you know, Rockbridge has talented receivers that are quick, but they're not as quick as they saw against Ritter. So,
sure.
You know, just be and I'm stumbling to get through this. I think Hawaii's is going to be able to score enough to beat them. I think it's going to be 31-24 Hawaii's.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Ollie saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter @TJRackers. Thanks for listening.